We have discussed this many times, but without getting into the weeds on the data, but we have noted, much to the chagrin of many Californians, especially elected officials, the California progressive enlightened California that likes to look down its nose at those knuckle draggers in Mississippi and Alabama. In fact, California leads the nation in poverty. We have not only the highest rate of poverty in the nation, we also have, in raw numbers, the most poor people living here. And to talk to us about this is an expert in urban policy and specifically California. He's the urban studies professor at Chapman University, OC Register columnist, and the author of The New Class Conflict. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show, Joel Kotkin. Joel, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. And specifically, it's a great irony, but with all of the programs that California has put to help the poor, we actually are a poverty factory.
Well, of course, the problem is that what we're doing is we're essentially putting a Band-Aid on the problem. And in many ways, our policies are making it worse. We have housing policies, for instance, that are, drive the price of housing, and not just, purchasing housing, but it affects the rental market. So you have a huge percentage of people spending a lot of their money on rent. When you start adding things like electrical costs, particularly in the inland areas of both Southern California and the Central Valley, you have people who are generally not very prosperous paying extremely high energy bills. Sometimes, for instance, if you take somebody in the Central Valley may be paying twice as much for energy as wealthy people who live in Marin County because, simply the climate will do that by itself. So, what we've done is we've set up a bunch of things that make things worse and then put in other things to mitigate it, but the mitigation is a very slight percentage of the of what we are taking away. So the net tends to be really bad. And then the United Way study recently found about a third of all Californians, if you add in all the costs, are really just having a hard time paying their bills.
We just did a story a couple of segments ago, Joel, about the drought and how California is going to change the standards that plumbing fixture companies have to meet for faucets and showerheads to sell their products in California. And look, we have a major drought, and I understand that. But this is a perfect example of what we're talking about. It's a tiny little thing. But what you'll do is increase the cost of plumbing fixtures in California because now manufacturers will have to make a special, manufactured California-only plumbing fixture. And you keep doing that down in the granular level, and you increase the cost of living in California by legislative act.
Right, and this is consistent with almost everything, and in some municipalities are even tougher. So, there are ways that we could have dealt with the drought. Obviously, desalinization would have made sense. Having more water storage would have made sense. And I agree with a lot of the water conservation ideas. I think they make a lot of sense. But the fact is that we have basically made ourselves into some sort of ideal green state on the back of the middle class and the poor. After all, the dot-com billionaires in San Francisco, A, don't have to worry much about heating bills and cooling bills because of the climate. But more to the point, they can afford $10 a gallon gas. I mean, anyone who travels and you go, let's say, to Texas or Michigan, and you find the price of gas is almost half of what it is here. Now, to you and me, we make a reasonably good living. It's an annoyance. But what about the guy who's a construction worker in Chino who has to go to Long Beach every day to work on a project? And, he's probably driving an older truck that doesn't get great mileage. And that person, that $4.50 a gallon is really a major problem for that person.
Yeah, it certainly is. We're talking with Joel Kotkin. The book, The New Class Conflict, is his latest. Joel, I want to get to I'm a nut on the subject, but you talk about it here, that the highest percentage of poverty is Latino households headed by a non-citizen, a staggering 80% fall below the minimal level. And this is the 300-pound gorilla, 800-pound gorilla in the room, that we are a sanctuary state. We have the largest percentage and numbers of people in this state living here illegally. And we've brought in people who are the poorest of the hemisphere's poor, who need everything. They need every possible public service that could be provided. And, of course, supply and demand kicks in. And if you bring in a lot of cheap labor, you cheapen labor.
Well, I think all that is true, but I think there's another factor that I think is making things very scary, particularly, I think, for this population, but I think for a large part of our population in general, which is if you create a situation where you have a lot of poor people, and in some cases, as you suggest, we're almost inviting them to come, then you better have an economy that provides them with opportunity. And by hurting our construction industry, hurting our manufacturing industry, hurting the logistics industry, you've basically cut out all the rungs of upward mobility for a whole population who will have no option but to depend on the state. I personally believe that many, if not the vast majority, of undocumented people and recent immigrants want to have a job, want to work hard, don't want to be dependent on the state. But if we have an economy that isn't generating any of those opportunities, then you're going to create not just one generation, but you may create many generations of people.
Well, that's true.
Rely on the state.
That's true. But then on top of it, you're asking people who are here legally or are native-born American citizens to compete for what jobs we do have with a vast supply of illegal laborers. And that makes no sense. It's like the worst of both worlds. We're doing everything wrong. Joel, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate it. Joel Kotkin, Chapman University, and you can read Joel in the Orange County Register all the time. Let's go read some traffic. Here's Bill Thomas.